From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Left in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pip met Lyft on the meadow bench at dawn, on a morning when a hot air balloon was rising slowly over the far hills, climbing higher and higher into the pink sky. Lyft was a lanky, long-legged cranefly creature, and she was always rising, not flying away, but lifting up onto her toes, stretching taller, leaning forward, as if something wonderful was about to happen, and she was climbing to meet it. There was a held-breath energy about her, a here-it-comes lean. "You always look like you're just about to take off," Pip said. Lyft rose onto her toes, eyes bright. "Because something wonderful was always just about to drop," she said. "My name is Lyft. I keep the build, the climb just before the chorus." She leaned forward, tightening, rising. "You know the part of a song right before the big chorus, where it starts to lift, to tighten, to climb? That's me. I'm the stretch that makes you lean in, the held breath before the door flies open."
Pip cocked his head. "Show me," he said. Lyft began to sing, low and easy, a verse, calm and settled. Then she started to climb. Each line rose a little higher, tightened a little more, leaned a little further forward. "And I can feel it coming, and I can't hold it back. And any moment now," her whole body stretching taller, the tension winding up, up, up. And then she flung her arms wide as the chorus dropped, and it landed like a door bursting open into sunlight. Pip felt his own heart lift and then release. "The chorus hit so much harder," he said, "because of the climb before it." "That's the secret," Lyft said, glowing. "The chorus isn't powerful all by itself. It's powerful because I made you climb to it. The build is the held breath. The chorus is the breath let go."
Pip asked Liv to join his songwriting circle. "I teach kids to write songs," he said, "and their choruses just appear out of nowhere. No climb, no build, no lean in. So the chorus lands flat. I think you could teach them to build." Lyft rose onto her toes, delighted. "Oh yes," she said, "I'll teach them the climb." So Lyft joined Pip's meadow circle, and the choruses there began to land.
When Pip teaches the build, Lyft demonstrates by climbing. "Right before your chorus," she tells the students, "give me a few lines that rise. Tighten the words, speed them up, or stack them higher, or make them lean forward. Almost there, almost there, here it comes. Make the listener feel the climb. Then drop the chorus, and it'll hit like sunshine." A student's song jumped straight from a calm verse into the chorus, and the chorus fell flat, unearned. Lyft had her add just two rising lines before it, a small climb, a lean-in, a held breath. And when the chorus dropped this time, it soared, because the listener had climbed to meet it. "Same chorus," Lyft said, "but now you earned it. Here's what to remember," she added, settling briefly back onto her heels. "A build only works if it releases. If you climb and climb and never let go, you just leave the listener hanging, exhausted. The climb is a promise, and the chorus has to keep it. Build the tension, then set it free."
After the lesson, Lyft finally let herself settle, sitting flat on the bench beside Pip, watching the balloon drift down toward the far field. For a long time, Lyft had worried that she was never enough on her own, always just the bit before the good part, the climb but never the arrival, the wind-up but never the throw. She'd wondered if anyone really cared about the part of the song whose whole job was to point at something else. But watching the balloon settle gently to earth, Lyft understood her worth at last. The chorus got the cheers, but the chorus only soared because she had built the climb beneath it. Without her rise, the big moment would just be a moment, flat and unearned. She was the held breath that made the release feel like flying. And there was a deep, glad purpose in that, in being the one who made the next thing wonderful. A warm, rising contentment lifted through her, and then for once, gently released. She didn't need to be the arrival,
She was the climb that made the arrival worth it. And she leaned back, content, already feeling the next build begin to gather.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to LIFT. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.